The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. And what a bunch of information we have for you today is a sale of the Seahawks becoming closer to a reality. We'll have details on that and why the timing may work out the way that it's appears to be heading. But man, got an awful lot of news to get to. Very busy afternoon. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Why are so many firefighters still out of work? Now, the good news is some King County fire departments are making some inroads into rehiring the firefighters who were fired because of the vaccine mandate. But some are not. And in Seattle, 23 former firefighters are suing the city of Seattle and Fire Chief Harold Scoggins for religious discrimination and wage theft because these firefighters did not get vaccinated. Over at Eastside Fire, overtime costs are about $300,000 per month. So it's costing taxpayers a fortune. It's certainly a danger to the public when the department is so understaffed. And it's a danger to the firefighters if they are working that much overtime. And yet they won't hire back firefighters at Eastside Fire either. So why is this happening? Well, the Dory Monson Show has talked to some insiders in the negotiations. And here is what many people on the inside believe is happening, why the firefighters are not being rehired. Many of the firefighters who have been let go because of the vaccine mandate, they were hired back in the 80s, the 90s, because for a long time, it was tough to find firefighters. It's very rigorous to pass the test, and it's not easy. You gotta be strong of body and mind, because firefighters have to deal with horrible tragedies, as well as just trying to put out those fires. Many of our fire departments around here are staffed disproportionately by white men. And there is a belief among many that Jay Inslee, Dow Constein, Harold Scoggins, that they have such a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion that these layoffs, these vaccine mandates, affect white men. And that they believe they can rebuild the fire departments using their diversity, equity, and inclusion standards. That they want more women, they want more people of color staffing our fire departments. Now, what's ironic about this is firefighters are about the most open-minded, open-hearted, inclusive people that you'll know with any group of firefighters. Because they live together, and they don't care. They don't care what the gender is. They don't care what the race is. But the politicians are obsessed with this. And a lot of these white men who were hired back in the 80s and 90s, they're getting very close to retirement. And the disproportionate number of the firefighters who have been let go because of the vaccine mandate, it is white men who more than other groups tended to reject the vaccine mandate, in at least among the first responders. And so is this because our politicians are so obsessed with race that they are willing to put the public in danger? As far as the Seattle firefighters, one firefighter named Josh Gibbs, he talked to Fox 13, and he says the city and their fire chief, Scoggins, has just abandoned them.
And a lot of us that actually were discriminatorily fired feel like, now people aren't going to like this, but we feel like we were left in a building that was on fire.
And he says that history is not going to be kind to these politicians.
If you guys don't make a decision, everything that you're seeing right now, you agree with. And the truth is coming out. And the truth is, it's not going to be a part of history in American history that we're going to remember fondly, that here's the things that we did to people and here's why.
Okay. And I want to stress what I said. My sources are connected to King County and negotiations with Dow Constantine. I want to make sure that what I'm saying about the politicians and diversity, equity, and inclusion are not attached to the sound bites that I am playing. My sound or my sources are very different from that. But I do know that a lot of firefighters believe that that is what is happening, that this is a purging of these agencies, and then the standards will be set at whatever level is necessary so that they can meet some diversity standards in our fire departments or police agencies that are understaffed, and on it goes. But if that's the case, if we have politicians whose obsession with race is so great that they are willing to put the public in danger, if they're willing to cost the taxpayers millions and millions of dollars, and if they're willing to put firefighters' lives, which are already at great risk, at even greater danger, then that would be particularly despicable. So that is one possible reason as to why some of these agencies are not hiring back the firefighters who have been laid off. Now, having said that, let me get to the next point in our big lead.
The big lead update.
So this was all because of a vaccine mandate, right? And what I've said all along is vaccine is fine for the people who want it, and you should not have been forced into getting a vaccine so you can keep your job. There are an awful lot of people who are much better stewards of their own body and of their own health than any politician is. Because politicians don't care about us. They literally do not care about us. We are tools that are necessary so that they can get money and power. And that's all that we are. We're little chessboard pieces to them. So we have an update from the Journal of American Medicine that came out yesterday. And the fact that this isn't getting more media attention is absolutely shocking to me. I mean, I know the media is in the pockets of the pharmaceutical companies. Now, the pharmaceutical companies spend a lot of money on television ads, and they seem to wield some outsized editorial control over what stories some news outlets cover. As you might be able to tell, nobody's bought me off because I'm willing to go against the grain here. But the Journal of American Medicine Pediatric yesterday released a report. Some of the mRNA vaccine that people were forced to take, it was getting into the breast milk of breastfeeding mothers. A lot of these moms did not want to get the vaccine because there is absolutely no information what the vaccine can do to babies, to newborns. But what they're discovering is that it's a small sample size, but it's significant enough that the Journal of American Medicine wrote this up, that the CDC recommended offering COVID-19 mRNA vaccines to breastfeeding mothers. But what they found is that in the 45 hours after getting the vaccine, that it was detectable in the breast milk of some of the mothers who were studied. Now, the reason that this is so disturbing is that the reason they don't have never said, even the evil pharmaceutical companies that are trying to vaccinate five-year-olds, which is just evil and wrong, but the reason they have never suggested vaccination for under five, although they've run tests on volunteer babies, some sick parents say, hey, use my baby, experiment on him, see what happens when you inject that in him. But what they fear is that if newborns get this mRNA vaccine, even in small dosage through their mother's breast milk, that it could alter their immunity, that it could compromise their natural immunity. If we start getting some pharmaceutical company's creation introduced into that newborn's body. Okay, so what does this mean? It means that there were some mothers who were breastfeeding, and they were told by Jay Inslee or Joe Biden or Dow Constantine or Bruce Harrell or Jenny Durkin that you want to keep your job, you have to get the vaccination. And there are a lot of moms who say, no, I'm breastfeeding. Doesn't matter. You must get the mRNA injection or you will be fired. And there are a lot of people who are facing an almost impossible decision because they didn't want, because they knew instinctually, because we care for our babies, that this probably wasn't a good idea, but you had the government, you had the CDC, and they were saying, oh, no, it's safe. It's safe. If a little bit gets into the baby, okay. And if that baby has compromised immunity for the rest of his life, that happens. Pharmaceutical companies got to make tens of billions of dollars here after all, hundreds of billions of dollars. So, like Canada, which is one of the most restrictive, they've lifted all travel restrictions based on COVID. You don't have to show a card. You don't have to proof of vax. You don't have to do anything. You can just travel again. Jay Inslee still has emergency powers, by the way. For more than another month, Jay Inslee's holding on to emergency powers, and he still insists that state workers have to be vaccinated. Even if it was a year and a half ago, they're covered. Vaccination doesn't do a thing a year and a half later. But that satisfies the power of Jay Inslee to control lives. So we may have some real shady motives as to why politicians are keeping these firefighters out of work. And now we have the fear from a lot of breastfeeding moms that... You notice that I still identify breastfeeding as being mothers? How horrible of me. How phobic. I don't remember which phobe it is. That's phobic to say that mothers breastfeed. But that's what's going on. All in the name of power and control and money. That's what this has been about. And Jay Inslee still has emergency powers for another 33 days for reasons nobody yet understands. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Your tax dollars at work.
Have you noticed the massive money grab that has been coming down the road for us? Do you realize that Washington is the only state in the country that is not proposing significant tax relief for its taxpayers? Even in the bluest of blue states, Hawaii and New Jersey and California, they have, where Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the governor's office, they're proposing broad tax relief for their citizens because we have 40-year record-high inflation. We are in a recession. We have an economy that's sending out all kinds of warning signals. Trillions of dollars of wealth have been lost with the 20% fall in the stock market. People are seeing their 401ks and their IRAs vaporizing before their eyes. And what's happening here? Only state in the country that not only is not proposing tax cuts, but massive tax hikes. Last week, King County said, we need to raise taxes to clean up the parks. Last week, Seattle said, we need to raise taxes for public safety. Seattle says, oh, we need more tax money for the aquarium. Then yesterday, Dow Constantine says he wants a big property tax increase to fund mental health care.
To improve public safety. to free up scarce emergency room beds, to get people out of homelessness, we must invest in behavioral health. These challenges are distinct from one another, but they are interconnected.
Oh, how much is that going to cost us, Dow?
I will transmit to the King County Council a proposal for a new crisis care centers levy. The rate would be 14.5 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, or about $10 per month for the median priced home, which is around $800,000 in King County.
So 100 to 200 bucks for King County parks last week, 100 to 200 bucks for cleaning up crime. Here's the problem, though. You know, the King County budget is $12 billion. They don't have any money in the $12 billion to fund mental health problems. Seattle's budget is $8 billion. They don't have enough money to clean up crime. The Washington state budget is $60 billion. $12 billion of it is for social and health services, like mental health. So we get to pay huge state taxes for mental health. And then Dow Constein wants to raise your property taxes so he can get more money. But here is the dirty little secret of all of this. So where's the $12 billion going that Dow already has? It's going for nonsense. It's going to fund jobs for his cronies, to fund these phony positions for all of his diversity, equity, and inclusion goals. And they don't ask us to vote on that. They don't say, hey, will you raise your property taxes so that we can hire 30 new diversity, equity, and inclusion managers? No, no, they fund that first. And then they say, oh, yeah, and if you don't want a crazy person raving outside of your house, you got to raise your property taxes. How about we flip it around? How about you pay for the mental health? You clean up the crime. You clean up the parks with the money you already have. And then ask us if we want to raise our property taxes for 30 new diversity, equity, and inclusion managers. Or would you not be able to extort money from us that way? And that is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
We'll check the news for you, and then I'm going to talk to a firefighter who is still laid off with no end in sight, and I'll ask him about some of the things that I've been hearing about why this may be happening. That is next here on the Dory Monson Show. I was happy to hear reports this morning that a lot of firefighters in our region are going to get their jobs back. They were fired because of Jay Inslee's vaccine mandate, and a lot of them for religious or medical reasons were not getting the vax. And a lot of agencies or departments are hiring back their firefighters because there's a crisis right now in first responders. Except at East Side Fire, where some are still not getting their job back. We've talked a lot with this man, Frank Dahlquist, who was knocked out of work, a job that he's trained for his whole life, that he's very passionate about. And he joins us once again here on the Dory Monson Show. Frank, it's always good to talk with you.
Yeah, Dory, this is an amazing moment for firefighters within King County right now. I mean, it's just some great news coming out.
Oh, yeah. So a bunch of departments have decided that they are rehiring the guys who were fired. So that's the great news that we're getting today, right?
Yeah, there's some of the agencies that, they saw the writing on the wall. The mandate's coming to an end. There was no point further discriminating against their firefighters that were unvaccinated. And they're opening their arms, welcoming those members back. And at a time when every agency around King County is hiring, they have overtime budgets that are extremely strained for the past year. After the purge. And so, places like Eastside Fire and Rescue, we've heard that they have 28 openings, but yet they won't allow us to come back.
Okay, so what's going on with Eastside Fire, where there are all these openings, massive overtime, eager, professional, dedicated firefighters like yourself, and they are not following suit? What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the confusing part for all of us. You know, you have a willing and able group of highly trained firefighters that have dedicated their lives to the community. And we just, you know, again, the members just want to come back. They just want to go back to work. They never wanted to go through this process of filing tort claims and EEOC claims for discrimination and lawsuits. They never want to do it. We're public servants at heart. And unfortunately, we just don't get any answers. The agency approved our exemptions, then wouldn't give accommodations, and then would not prove that they actually had a hardship.
I've heard from a couple of sources that one of the problems is Dow Constantine, that he has been colluding behind the scenes to try to enforce this vax mandate still on certain departments like yours. I don't know if you've been hearing the same thing that I've been hearing, but I've gotten that from a couple of sources.
Yeah, we've heard the same thing. You know, what the sources are telling us is that they've had you know, public records requests that have shown that there are these email chains and communication chains that link the fire agencies together with the, you know, Dow Constantine and you know, the governor's office, that basically this was their pattern of approving the exemption and then not approving the accommodations. And we're seeing that with the ferry workers, the DOT workers. And unfortunately, this practice was just so destructive to these really dedicated work groups that I got to tell you, like, it's a morale has been at an all-time low. Our union voted a 3 out of 10 for morale in our agency. Wow. I just talked to some DOT workers up at one of our wildland fires here locally, and they were saying, yeah, you know, they stayed on the job, but they just destroyed the work crews, and the morale is at an all-time low, and that's just what we're seeing in every agency.
Okay, so if Dow is somehow involved in this, how and why are other King County fire departments rehiring their firefighters, but Eastside is not?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's at an individual basis at each agency and how they're handling the return to work. You know, some, again, said that, hey, look, we didn't want to do this in the first place. And we just kind of went along with the King County Fire Chiefs group. And so now when they see the opportunity, they're taking it. And unfortunately, in our case at Eastside, you know, right, for at least for right now, we're hoping for a solution. Our union has been, I believe, given a demand to bargain to try to get members back in return. But, you know, they kind of railroaded us into a 6-month leave of absence. And so now that 6-month leave of absence has expired, we were terminated. And after that termination, now they basically just have washed their hands of us. They say they have no obligation to return us to work.
So this comes down department by department, chief by chief. Is that right?
That's pretty much it, Dory.
What we've done
from the very beginning was try to put public pressure on these agencies to do the right thing. All the studies that are coming out showing that natural immunity is robust. It's long term. I've been tested multiple times through Fred Hutch, and it's proven month after month that I have natural immunity. And they just won't recognize those types of things. And finally, the CDC here just came out last week, changed the guidelines for healthcare workers. They recognize natural immunity, but here we are.
Just 2 weeks ago, Jay Inslee said that if somebody got the vaccine a year and a half ago, that they are covered under his state worker mandate, even if they haven't gotten any subsequent boosters. And of course, a vaccine from a year and a half ago has absolutely zero benefit, if there ever was a benefit for those people. But so this is bizarre. I don't want to take you down a path that's going to get you in a jackpot, Frank, but I mean, is this just your chief doesn't have your back?
Well, I got to be honest. You know, when we members like myself that have, you know, again, we look at this as not just a job, but a calling. And
right.
At any given moment, we would risk our lives for someone else's. It chokes me up just thinking about the 191 years of experience that we lost at Eastside when they purged us from the organization. And, you know, we always trusted that the department would have our back, that the chief would have our back, that we would always just do the right thing. And we have from day one have just always tried to work within the system. We've said, you know, we don't want to go through these hard processes. And try to find some middle ground. And unfortunately, at least in King County, we just weren't finding it.
I mean, I'm sure you understand my confusion because it sounds like you guys are all horribly confused by this, too. But this makes no sense to me at all if other fire agencies and the amount of overtime that that your former colleagues are working. Do you have any idea what that's costing the taxpayers?
Yeah, you know, just through, you know, public meeting minutes, you know, they have the budget reports that they have on there, and it's showing month after month, approximately $300,000 in overages per month. Per month. And it's just unsustainable for the communities around Eastside Fire and Rescue, Issaquah, Sammamish, North Bend, Carnation, the two fire districts, 10 and 38. You know, that's just, it's an unfortunate thing that they're footing the bill for this.
This way, usually I can kind of figure things out because I've been doing this long enough that I understand why government does what it does. I may not always agree, but this is bizarre to me. I cannot figure out how other departments are bringing their guys back and yours is not. When it's costing the taxpayers a fortune, it's a public health danger. It is a worker health danger. This is as bizarre as any story I've covered in a long, long time, Frank.
Well, I mean, let's just remember how we kind of started this process. Before we went through the accommodations at Eastside, we were all told as a group that we would not be able to get an accommodation with the agency to stay working on the line. And so the chief went in, I believe it was the September board meeting, and told the board that they would save about $1 million by terminating us and then hiring new firefighters at a lower rate. And so, you know, that obviously turned out not to be true.
Okay. I'm going to ask one more question again. I don't want to get you in any trouble with a question like this. Here is something else I have heard. I've heard that most of the guys who were hired back in the 80s and 90s were white guys, white men, and that they've had trouble finding enough applicants in recent years, and that there is some diversity, equity, and inclusion opportunities that Dow Constantine sees, that if, because a lot of guys who were hired in the 80s and 90s are coming up for retirement, a lot of guys like yourself have been forced out of work, and that they are going to rehire a department that better reflects their DEI principles. Is there anything to that reporting that I've heard?
Yeah, I mean, I can't confirm exactly what each agency has done. I know that the King County Fire Chiefs Association, you know, has appointed a chief that represents as the DEI chief officer for their group. You know, they put out guidelines for each agency, a pretty thorough DEI thing. You know, as a firefighter, I don't, you know, and I'm sure as the public too, like we are excited about different groups of people coming into the fire service.
Are willing
to do the same thing that everyone else is doing in the fire service, which is just dedicating their lives to the public and to the, you know, people that we serve. And so, you know, if that's a component of it, you know, that's just unfortunate. And you know, what we've seen is they kind of have hiring mandates, and you know, I enjoy every firefighter that comes out there. I don't care who they are. And I think the public just demands that you have well-trained, highly skilled firefighters.
Of course.
You know what? Our group that, you know, we're purged out of King County, about 200 firefighters in King County total that were purged. You know, these are people that are highly trained, and these men and women just want to come back to work.
Yeah, and my only point is, because firefighters are about the most collegial people that you will ever know, because you guys are practically living together around the clock many days. But if careers are getting trashed because of politicians' objectives, then that would be a horrible thing. Well, Frank, it's always good to talk with you. I hope that you and your colleagues on East Side get the same good news that some of the other departments have given their fired workers or suspended, whatever they call it. But always wishing the best for you, Frank.
Yeah, I appreciate it. If you're a community member out there in the communities that were named earlier, we want you to show up October 13th at our public board meeting, and just show your support and show the board that you want us to return back to work. And of course, follow us on KCFF United or King County Firefighters United, any social media.
Got it. All right. Frank Dahlquist, good talking with you. We'll stay in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. We have lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. because we've been talking about the 40-year high in inflation. Market's down again today. Dow's down 130 points, 9 minutes before the close. And it's the total loss. What Joe Biden has done and continues to do to this economy is... it's taken away a lot of people's retirements.
The markets are set to open after an absolutely brutal week on Wall Street. Stocks now down $7.6 trillion since President Biden took office.
$7.6 trillion since Biden took office. And if you're keeping score at home, that's not good. But he's focused on really important stuff, though. You know, we've got millions of illegal aliens coming across the border. We have record crime in Democrat-run cities. We've got 40-year high inflation. But a couple of days ago, he did invite the Atlanta Braves to the White House. And the White House was asked about that because, you know, it's not very politically correct to call a team the Braves.
The president hosting the Atlanta Braves today, wondering if you or the president has any thoughts about some of the controversial, about the team name, the Braves name, the so-called tomahawk chop, any thoughts on
that? So look, we believe that it's important to have this conversation. And Native American and indigenous voices, they should be at the center of this conversation.
So the White House, they want to have the conversation about the name of a baseball team. They'll work on the crime and the inflation and the illegal immigration, migration. They'll work on that after they take care of the baseball team nickname. Oh, and Biden was also, this was interesting. He was talking about, well, I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about here, but he's trying to talk about inflation.
Because what's inflation? Inflation is at the end of the month, you have less money from your paycheck or more money from your paycheck. I mean, the way that people, that's how it's calculated by the vast majority of American people.
Okay, that was almost as stupid an explanation as when Kamala Harris was asked about the Russia-Ukraine war. Russia is a big country, and Ukraine is a little country, and the big country wants... So inflation is less money in your paycheck. Well, no. You have the same money in your paycheck, Joe, but it doesn't buy as much stuff. Inflation happens at the buying level, not the paycheck level. Oh, my God. I mean, does he really think that after 90 years in government or however long he's been in the Senate, now the White House?
Because what's inflation? Inflation is at the end of the month, you have less money from your paycheck or more money from your paycheck. I mean, the way that people, that's how it's calculated by the vast majority of American people.
Wow, you have less money in your paycheck with inflation. No. But I do have some good news. As a hurricane hits Florida, Amy Klobuchar says that there's something we can do about hurricanes.
That's why we've got to win this midterm. We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms.
Because the Democrats will stop hurricanes. Yes. Check the news. And then the Fastest 15 next with Seahawks sales news. I'm Dory Monsichuk.